Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. I frequently knock the mainstream media for misinforming or failing to inform the public about important issues. Today, I'm happy to acknowledge something positive. Last Friday, New York Times reporter Louise Story came out with an article titled, "A Secretive Banking Elite Rules Trading in Derivatives." The collapse of long-term capital management in September 1998 nearly led to a domino effect of failures of many major banks and brokerages around the world. In response, U.S. government regulators ordered banks to speed up plans to set up clearinghouses to handle derivatives trading. Derivatives are rights attached to an underlying asset that derive their value from the asset, such as a bondholder could sell the income stream from the bond without selling the bond itself. Three clearinghouses were established. There are nine bank representatives on the Intercontinental Exchange Clearinghouse Risk Committee. They represent J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Deutsche Bank, UBS, Barclays, Credit Suisse, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, and Citigroup. None were willing to be interviewed by the Times reporter for this story. Prices of stocks and bonds are publicly reported, but the information on derivatives trades is only reported to the banks that broker such trades. Though the profits that banks make trading derivatives are unknown, they are suspected of being higher than for other brokerage services. Derivatives can be used to manipulate markets without public awareness of what is occurring. Through circumstantial observation, several analysts are convinced that this is a primary means by which the U.S. government and its trading partners suppress gold and silver prices. The recently passed Dodd-Frank Financial Regulation Bill theoretically gives broad authority to the clearinghouses. However, the risk committees of at least two clearinghouses are dominated by big banks, which will effectively implement the new regulations. Though derivatives trading handled by the clearinghouses will become publicly reported, the risk committees will recommend which derivatives should be exempt from being traded through the clearinghouses. Exemptions would continue the practice of keeping derivatives trading private. The Times article missed an important detail. It does not mention that the banking industry established the Counterparty Risk Management Policy Group, CARTEL, as a means to self-regulate derivatives trading, including the clearinghouses. This cartel was established in January 1999 by 12 major commercial and investment banks. Then U.S. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson was also involved. In addition to helping banks collude with each other, the cartels made it easier to prevent competition. Strong price increases in gold and silver over the past several years have almost certainly increased the risk of default by counterparties to derivatives contracts. For example, Commodity Futures Trading Commissioner Bart Chilton alleged last week that one firm, widely suspected of being J.P. Morgan Chase, controls 40% of the COMEX silver market. If the counterparties of J.P. Morgan Chase's silver derivatives contracts default, this huge bank could suffer billions in losses. This recent exposé in the New York Times could hasten the time when derivatives trading in the gold and silver markets collapses, with the result that prices would likely skyrocket. While Americans are being told by the mainstream media that precious metals prices are at bubble levels, more knowledgeable buyers, especially in the Far East, are snapping up gold and silver at what they consider bargain levels compared to the anticipated much higher future prices. That's it for this time. Tune in next week for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.